KJAN Sports.
For Check of Sports, good morning. I'm Jim Field. In local high school softball play last night, Atlantic swept a pair from Clarinda in Hawkeye 10 conference play. The Trojans found themselves down 8-0 early, but rallied back for a 9-inning, 9-8 victory last night in game one of a doubleheader. Atlantic took the nightcap by a 4-2 score. Creston beat Shenandoah 12-3. It was Lewis Central over Denison 4-3. Glenwood beating Red Oak 14-0, and Harlan edging Kemper Catholic 4-3. In Western Iowa conference play last night, these are all non-conference games. It was Griswold over Sydney 12-5. Trainer beat IKM Manning 10-0. Underwood over St. Albert 12-2. In Rolling Hills Conference girls softball, Exira EHK a 1-0 winner over Glidden Ralston. Grandview Park Baptist beating CAM twice, 11-0 and 17-0. Also around the area in girls softball last night, it was Carroll over ADM 6-4. Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City North 9-1. Ogden over Panorama 12-0. Villisca beating Bedford by a final of 13-6. West Harrison topping Boyer Valley 14-4. It was Corning over Lamoni 5-2. And Logan Magnolia beat Arweva by an 11-1 final. In boys baseball action last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Atlantic making quick work of Clarinda by a final of 16-0. That game in four innings. Glenwood beat Red Oak 11-0. It was Kemper Catholic over Harlan 5-4. Lewis Central beat Denison in eight innings 4-3. Creston over Shenandoah 5-1. Western Iowa Conference Boys Baseball Tournament scores last night. First round play saw AHST beating Audubon 12-1. Missouri Valley topping Tri-Center 2-1. Trainer beat Griswold 9-4 and Underwood over Riverside 3-0. Those winners advancing to the semifinals later this week. In Rolling Hills Conference Baseball last night, Exira EHK beating Glidden Ralston 4-0. It was Iowa Christian twice over Adair Casey by scores of 13-8 and 9-7. Also in boys baseball last night, it was Bedford beating Villisca 15-6. Lennox over Nishnabotna 5-3. Logan Magnolia beat Arweva 9-5. Madrid over Guthrie Center in six innings 11-1. Ogden beat Panorama 6-0. And Van Meter over West Central Valley by an 8-4 final. Well, Trey Porter drove in the go-ahead run in the eighth inning, and Mississippi State took control of its bracket in the College World Series with a 5-4 victory over Indiana last night. The Bulldogs need one win to reach next week's best of three finals, as they're off now until Friday when they'll face either Indiana or Oregon State. The Bulldogs erased a 3-2 deficit in the eighth inning as Brett Pirtle beat Will Nolden's throw home to tie it after DeMarcus Henderson smacked a one-out liner into right, and Porter sent Brian Court's 3-1 pitch into the right center field gap to score a couple of runs for a two-run lead. Indiana got a run back in the ninth, but closer Jonathan Holder came on to get the last out in relief as he earned his 20th save on the season. Oregon State used a 7-run fourth inning to break open the game against mistake-prone Louisville as the Beavers stayed alive at the College World Series with an 11-4 victory Monday. The number 3 national seed Beavers play another elimination game Wednesday against Indiana. The Cardinals committed 4 errors against the Beavers and 13 in their last 7 games. Ben Wetzler allowed 3 runs in 6 1/3 innings. Jeff Thompson lasted 3 2/3 innings with 3 of the 7 runs against him unearned. Oregon State scored the most runs allowed by Louisville this season, and it was the highest scoring game at the College World Series in the 3 years it's been played at TD Ameritrade Park. Andy Peterson went 3-for-4, and Max Gordon had a couple of hits and 2 RBIs out of the number 9 hole for the Beavers in that contest. Coming up today at the series, the 2 o'clock game this afternoon has North Carolina facing off against LSU. The 7 o'clock game tonight will have North Carolina State battling UCLA. A rookie Shelby Miller pitched 5 shutout innings, and Yadier Molina had a 2-run double to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 5-2 win over the Chicago Cubs last night. Miller, who had to wait out a rain delay of 1 hour and 59 minutes to start the game, left due to cramping in his right leg. He allowed just 2 hits and struck out 5 in the shortest start of his career. His previous shortest stint was 5 1/3 innings at Los Angeles May 26th. Kevin Segrist and Seth Maness followed Miller and combined for 2 shutout innings before Trevor Rosenthal allowed a run in the 8th on a broken bat single by Nate Sheerholtz. Edward Mojica gave up a homer to Darwin Barney with 2 outs in the 9th, but still picked up his 20th save. Travis Wood took the loss for Chicago. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Washington 5-4, Atlanta over the New York Mets 2-1, Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 4-1, Miami over Arizona 3-2, while San Diego in 13 innings a 5-3 winner over San Francisco. In the American League, pinch runner Elliot Johnson scored from third base on a wild pitch by reliever Matt Albers in the ninth inning, giving the Kansas City Royals a 2-1 win over the Cleveland Indians last night. Johnson sprinted home and slid in safely after Albers' pitch got under catcher Carlos Santana and went all the way to the backstop. The Royals have won 11 of 13 as they're now back to .500 for the first time since May 21st, and they move past Cleveland into second place in the AL Central. Aaron Crow struck out two after putting the potential go-ahead run at third in the eighth inning. Greg Holland stranded the tying run at third in the ninth for his 15th save of the season. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Detroit over Baltimore 5-1, Texas beating Oakland 8-7, Chicago down Houston 4-2, and the Angels over Seattle 11-3. One interleague game saw Toronto beat Colorado by a score of 2-0. In other baseball news, the Arizona Diamondbacks are spending the next week and a half without pitcher Ian Kennedy. He's dropped his appeal and began serving his 10-day suspension for his role in last week's brawl with the Dodgers. Kennedy got the most severe of the six suspensions stemming from the brawl. He was suspended after hitting Yasiel Puig and Zach Greinke with high inside pitches, the latter one triggering the bench-clearing melee. Kennedy started Sunday's game in San Diego, leaving with a no decision in an Arizona loss. Also in the majors, Yankees general manager Brian Cashman says he's leaning toward putting first baseman Mark Teixeira back on the disabled list. Teixeira missed the first 53 games of the season because of an injured right wrist. The All-Star slugger is hitting just .151 with three homers and 12 RBIs in 53 at-bats. Struggling Texas Rangers designated hitter Lance Berkman is not in the lineup for the second straight day, as Berkman hit only .192 over the past 21 games, dropping to a season low .266. He has only three RBIs and one extra base hit in the last 18 games. Phillies pitcher John Lannon started against the Washington Nationals after being activated earlier yesterday. The former National is 0-1 with a .614 earned run average and has been out since April 17th with a strained tendon in his left knee. Philadelphia made roster room by putting reliever Jeremy Horst on the 15-day DL with a strained left elbow. Slumping Indians first baseman Nick Swisher will miss the next few games because of a sore left shoulder. Cleveland manager Terry Francona says Swisher received a cortisone shot after an MRI revealed no structural damage. Francona said Swisher could possibly return Friday when the Indians open a three-game set against Minnesota. The Detroit Tigers have placed right-hander Anibal Sanchez and catcher Alex Avila on the 15-day disabled list. Sanchez is expected to miss two starts because of a strained right shoulder, while Avila will be out with a bruised left forearm. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Iowa over Omaha, 2-0. Iowa and Omaha both at home tonight as the Cubs will face Nashville at Principal Park, while the Storm Chasers are at home against Albuquerque. Well, Daniel Paille entered the Stanley Cup Finals with just 2 goals in 16 postseason games. He's managed to double that total by netting the game winner in each of the last two contests to help the Boston Bruins take a 2-1 lead over the Chicago Blackhawks. Paille scored in the second period, and Tuukka Rask turned back 28 shots as the Bruins blanked the Hawks 2-0. That game was scoreless until Paille tallied 2:13 into the second period, two nights after providing the overtime goal in Boston's 2-1 victory at Chicago. Patrice Bergeron doubled the Bruins' lead with 5:55 left in the period. Rask posted his third shutout of the playoffs and lowered his goals against average in the finals to 1.22. Brian Bickell nearly ended the shutout bid, beating Rask but hitting the right post with 42 seconds left. The Blackhawks played without forward Marian Hossa, who was scratched after being hit by a puck during warm-ups. Game 4 is set for Wednesday night, also in Boston. Well, the San Antonio Spurs head to Miami with two shots at winning their fifth NBA title, the fourth in the Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili era. Parker and Ginobili combined for 50 points as the Spurs took a 3-2 series lead with a 114-104 win over the Heat on Sunday night. The Spurs can wrap up the title with a win tonight, but if the Heat win that one this evening, then Game 7 would be held Thursday night also in Miami. A U.S. Open champion, Justin Rose, has no plans to take any time off after winning his first major championship. Nathan Grube, the tournament director at the Travelers Championship, said Rose's wife, Kate, called shortly after he won his first major title to confirm that they would be in Connecticut for this week's tournament, which starts Thursday. Rose is the first Englishman to win the U.S. Open since Tony Jacklin back in 1970. In NFL news, former star Chad Johnson has been released from jail after apologizing to a judge for a lack of respect when he slapped his attorney on the backside in court last week. Broward County Circuit Judge Kathleen McHugh accepted Johnson's apology and reduced his jail term from 30 days to 7 days. Colts coach Chuck Pagano has won the George Halas Award from the Professional Football Writers Association for overcoming adversity. Early in his first season as head coach, Pagano was diagnosed with leukemia and took a leave of absence. Pagano worked from his hospital bed on game plans and analyzing practices even as he was recovering from the disease. He returned and coached the team into the playoffs. Former Kansas City Chiefs general manager Scott Pioli is joining NBC's Sunday Night Studio show. Pioli left the Chiefs in January after four mostly unsuccessful seasons. He previously led the New England Patriots player personnel department, helping the team win three Super Bowls. And the USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships are returning to Track Central USA at Drake Stadium this week. And thanks to Principal Financial Group, complimentary tickets are available for K through 12 students for that premier event, which includes Friday, Saturday, and this Sunday. The championships will serve as the selection event for the coveted spots to represent Team USA at the IAAF World Championships, August 10th through the 18th in Russia. The USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships are also the final stop of the 2013 Outdoor USA TF Championship Series. Tickets are available at the Hall of Pride, which is located at 330 Park Street in Des Moines. There is a limit of two tickets per student, and students must show school identification in order to claim their tickets. The Iowa Hall of Pride is open from 9:30 until 4:30 each day. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.